your favorite brand of car, and you can probably find a dealership within a reasonable distance of your home. But if your favorite car is a Packard, well, you'll most assuredly need to come to the only showroom that remains. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside. It's hard to find a Packard car dealership these days, unless you go to downtown Dayton, Ohio, of course.
It is a 1917 original Packard dealership building that was owned and operated by the factory. In 1935, they introduced a line called the 120, which was a less expensive line of Packards. And to meet the increased demand for the car, they built a second building here that we're sitting in right now.
Although Packard quit making cars in the late 1950s, this dealership building remains.
We've got the parts department here, the service department, the sales manager's office is still here. It's a very intact building, and it's a wonderful historical building.
Today, the old dealership houses America's Packard Museum. Matthew Short is the director. There are many Packards to see here, including a world record breaker.
The 1903 Gray Wolf is probably the most famous Packard of all. It really helped to put the car company on the map. It was driven by a race car driver named Charles Schmidt, and he set a land speed record at one point at 78 miles an hour.
The Gray Wolf is just one of several impressive cars here.
We also have the Jesse Vincent Speedster that was built in the 20s for the chief engineer of the company. And in 1929, Charles Lindbergh drove that car 112 miles an hour around the proving grounds in Utica, Michigan.
Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.